Beauty pageants planned for later this year in Dublin will include two children's categories. Children from as young as 10 to 14 years will compete for the title of Junior Miss Ireland, while those aged between 14 and 19 years old will vie for the Miss Teen Ireland crown. The Belfast-based organiser of the October event, Janine Lynch, has defended the contents and says that this is all about basically building self-esteem. She joins me on the line this morning. Good morning to you, Jenny.
Good morning.
And we're also joined by the journalist Fionnuala Meredith. Set out for us, Jenny, first of all, what will these, in terms of the young people under 18, what will these competitions actually entail?
Okay, there are four actual divisions for these pageants, the largest of which would be the interview portion, followed by fashion wear or outfit of choice for the younger group, Irish wear, and evening gown. So those are the divisions they're actually judged upon. And nowhere in the onstage categories would they be judged on things like their actual physical beauty or physique. They're looked on.
So they're judged on their clothes?
Well, no. Onstage personality, posing, confidence. It's all about the total package on how they present themselves.
Fionnuala?
Well, you're still judging children on how they appear. Their appearance is a big part of it. You're judging them on their demeanour. And I'm sorry, you are judging them on how they look. And to me, that's a really pernicious thing, because one of the things that girls and women find in this society is that they are still judged on their appearance when they go out into the world. And I think that is harmful. To girls and women. And I think the last thing we should be doing is having contests where girls are treated in this particular way, where they are judged on exactly how they appear. And it's not the same as young girls taking part in things like gymnastics or dancing competitions, because that's about their talent. That's about what they can do.
This is a talent, though. It's just like, you know, when you look at models on a runway, that is an acquired skill.
But models are models not very much based on how they look. You know, their waist, their face. You know, I've not seen a fashion show where people have said, "Oh, isn't her confidence amazing?" You know, I wish I had confidence like her.
I've been to many. It actually is really important. I know it's hard for someone who's never experienced that kind of moment to understand, but being on the stage is a really empowering thing. Everyone's cheering for you. Everyone's excited for you. And in that moment, you do feel beautiful.
What do these little girls wear?
Please,
I mean, can they just come on in there?
Go ahead, Johnny. Sorry.
It's a huge confidence boost when you're out there. If you saw the interview yesterday with former Miss Teen Ireland, who was a victim of bullying, as was myself as a teenager, when you have that moment on stage, you feel beautiful. You feel like a princess. It doesn't matter the actual outcome of the pageant.
Surely, Jenny, that it does matter if you win or lose. If you come in last place, that's not really going to be much of a confidence boost, is it?
The scores are never revealed. So nobody knows who comes in last. It's always about how you present yourself on stage and everyone.
So you're either a winner or a loser?
No, you're not. I mean, when you say you have marathon runners, the first person who crosses the finish line, you know, wins the gold medal. But everyone else who finishes isn't a loser. They've still accomplished something special. And that's the same in pageantry. I mean, we live in a country that so venerates Miss Ireland, Miss Northern Ireland, and we bring her on these shows and we call her beautiful and accomplished and intelligent, and yet we criticize all the women who aspire to be her. It's true hypocrisy.
How is Miss Northern Ireland's intelligence judged by wearing a, you know, glamorous gown on a stage?
The interview portion is up to 40% of most pageants.
Okay, and these
are
all.
You have to be able to carry yourself in an interview.
Yeah, but I haven't seen anyone, you know, who's fat or has a few spots or is in any way deemed to be not beautiful ever win these competitions. It's really
actually
disingenuous. Hang on a minute, let me speak, because you had a go at me for interrupting you, so let me speak. It's really disingenuous to say this is actually about, you know, how you comport yourself or your interview and all the rest of it. It really is, because it does come down to how you look. I don't see anybody winning any of these competitions that is anything less than a total skinny, hot babe You know, and that is just what it comes down
to. Finola, it's not just...
We've never seen, done the research on our pageants. We actually run a division.
Oh, come on.
But Finola, surely there's a self-confidence thing here, Finola. So I understand what you're saying. But to go through that process, to get up on the stage and to go through the different elements of these competitions, it's bound to help build your strength, your confidence, and that stamina that and basically be able to deal with a bit of rejection if it comes that way too.
We've actually
I think that question was for me.
It was. Go ahead, Finola.
I think what it does is it focuses so closely on your physical attributes.
Let's talk about the interview technique. This. It's quite difficult for a lot of people, you know, young people in particular, to be at the centre of attention. So to be up on a stage, to be talking in a public arena like that. So that's bound to be something that once you practice that, once you go through that in the competition, you'll be better at it the next time.
You know, take part in a debating competition, take part in something that isn't actually about how you look. If you want to get good at interviewing, if you want to get experience at standing up at a stage, if you want to build confidence in appearing in public and talking and actually being praised and evaluated for your thinking, for your actual brain power, then take part in one of those kinds of competitions.
What's the difference in sporting then? So if you're on a marathon and you win, you get a bad score, you come last... You know, that's embarrassing, is it not? That's not going to help your self-esteem. That's sport, Finola.
It's a totally different thing, isn't it? You know, I mean, it's a sport is not the same as a beauty contest. Let's not mix these things up. Let's remember that whatever way we want to paint it, whatever way that people who run these competitions, commercial competitions for profit, whatever, I mean, it's not a charity, is it? Is it a charity?
Yes, we actually do raise money for charity.
No. Are you a charity or are you a commercial operation?
We are a commercial operation, but the bulk of our profits go to charity.
That's my point. But my wider point is what it all comes back to is you're judging kids on how they look. And I'm sorry, but I don't think that builds healthy self-esteem.
Okay. I would like to address one of her earlier points.
Yes, go ahead, Johnny.
She said, and she harped on this, that, oh, it's only, what did you say, skinny hotties that win these things. We actually, if you had done your research on Ireland pageants, you would see we actually run a division called Miss Curves Ireland, which is specifically designed for plus-size women or women over size 12 who are over 18, for them to build their confidence.
Do they not take part in the general competition, or do they have their own sort of fatter competition?
No.
Why are you dividing them up then? Why are you saying, right, here's the curvy ones?
We're not. In fact, the first runner-up in Mrs. Ireland last year was a plus-size woman. Our former Mrs. Ireland from the year before was a size 14.
Mrs. Ireland, that's a new one on me.
No, you didn't do your research. We've been running Mrs. Ireland for almost 5 years. This is just as long as we've been running Junior Miss Ireland.
Have you done your research into how these competitions actually affect in the long term?
Absolutely.
Women's self-esteem.
I've been seeing
a good bit of evidence where people say, actually, it's been harmful for me in the long run.
I haven't met any of those women. In fact, I've been competing in pageants since I was 15. I was a very heavy child. Once I started losing weight and started doing pageants, I gained an amazing amount of self-esteem.
Okay. Finola Meredith and Jenny Lynch, thank you very much.